WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Family ties close shop over the weekend by going out with a bang, and with a curtain call for the entire cast. As finale episodes go, it was pretty good. Alex, played by Michael J. Fox, left home to seek his fame and fortune. And since Fox is doing the same thing and has a brighter future than any of the Family Ties co-stars he's leaving behind, the episode's plot was both appropriate and satisfying. It was a lot more satisfying than most of Moonlighting, which also broadcast its final episode on Sunday. Family Ties got to say goodbye, but Moonlighting was basically being thrown out of the house. And the final show's first 50 minutes showed why. It was another tired, unfunny episode with an unappealing romantic subplot and no real sense of enjoyment. But then, just when it looked like Moonlighting couldn't even exit with class, Bruce Willis, as David Addison, returned to the Blue Moon office to find a network executive repossessing the furniture.
Walter Whitebread, ABC TV. Used to be a big fan of yours. Well, still am, I guess. Well, next 8 minutes and 36 seconds.
Look, Walter, I enjoy a joke as much as anybody, but I gotta get some work done, so you wanna have him bring the stuff back in?
You don't know, do you?
Know what?
Somebody from Current Programs is supposed to call you. I guess that's why NBC's number one, huh? I don't know how to tell you this, but you're canceled.
It's not that original an idea. Remember the classic Saturday Night Live sketch where Elliot Gould played the network executive who canceled Star Trek? In that sketch, the characters tried desperately to save their own lives, and that's what David and Maddie tried to do as the clock counted down on Moonlighting. But wherever they turned, they got well-deserved criticism instead of help. Ms. DePesto, played by Elise Beasley, yelled at David and Maddie, but could just as easily have been yelling at Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd, whose off-screen feuds were one of the show's biggest problems.
Agnes, I think there's something you should know.
What? That the two of you couldn't figure out your nitwit relationship, so they're giving the rest of us the heave-ho along with you?
You heard, huh?
Yeah, I heard. If there's a God in heaven, he'll spin Herbert and me off in our own series.
Then they go to the show's producer, who's watching outtakes in a screening room and doesn't even stop the projector while talking to them.
Hey, even I can't get people to tune in to watch what they don't want to watch anymore. Don't get me wrong. I love you two kids, but can you really blame the audience? Case of Poison Ivy's more fun than watching you two lately.
Ah, what are you talking about? What about all the laughs we had?
Yeah.
People don't want laughs, David. They want romance.
Romance?
And romance is a very fragile thing. Once it's over, it's over. And I'm afraid for you, too. It's over.
The show ended with David and Maddie at the altar. Not getting married, but just sitting there alone, thinking about old times while scenes from the good old days of Moonlighting flashed on the screen. It was a reminder of how good the series had once been, and how far it had fallen since. But in the last few scenes of the last episode of Moonlighting, the pieces all came together one last time. So in the final episode rankings, in terms of how a show says goodbye, I'd put Moonlighting slightly ahead of Family Ties. All Family Ties had to do at the end was wave goodbye. Moonlighting had to face a firing squad, and did it with dignity. Neither one, though, is up there with the classic final episodes of St. Elsewhere and The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Well, next up is Miami Vice, which concludes this Sunday with a 2-hour finale. But unless they chase and catch a one-armed man, I can't imagine getting too worked up about it.